Imagine waking up in a hospital bed surrounded by strangers claiming to be your family. Your name is Chase Ambrose, and according to everyone around you, you're a 13-year-old football star. But you remember nothing, not your mother's worried face, not your little brother's cautious distance, not even the reason you're in the hospital. A fall from your roof has erased 13 years of personal history while leaving your basic knowledge intact. This is the fascinating premise that drives Restart, a story about identity, redemption, and the question we all occasionally wonder, if you could start over completely, who would you choose to become? Chase returns home to a bedroom filled with sports trophies and newspaper clippings celebrating athletic achievements he doesn't remember earning. His phone reveals disturbing selfies, including one where he's grinning while holding a smashed pumpkin on a baseball bat. More troubling are the reactions of those around him. His father treats him like a returning champion, his stepmother and half-sister seem oddly afraid of him, and a girl at an ice cream shop dumps frozen yogurt on his head when he smiles at her. The contrast between who everyone says he was and who he feels himself to be creates an immediate identity crisis. Without memories to anchor his sense of self, Chase must piece together his identity through others' reactions, and what he sees disturbs him deeply. This clean slate offers both opportunity and burden, the chance to redefine himself, but also the weight of a past he must either embrace or reject without fully understanding it. As Chase begins eighth grade, a disturbing truth emerges. He wasn't just Hiawassee Middle School's football star, but its most feared bully. With friends Aaron and Bear, he tormented vulnerable classmates, especially Joel Weber, a talented pianist whose only offense was being different. Chase's bullying was extensive, stealing lunch money, destroying belongings, spreading rumors, and intimidation that eventually forced Joel to transfer to a boarding school. Most egregious was the cherry bomb incident during Joel's piano recital, a potentially harmful prank that brought minimal consequences, as the school board protected their star athlete. While searching for his identity, Chase makes unexpected connections. He volunteers as cameraman for Brendan Espinosa's YouTube project, filming a ridiculous stunt of Brendan riding a tricycle through a car wash that creates a genuine friendship. This leads Chase to the video club, where he encounters Joel's twin sister, Shoshana, who once famously dumped yogurt on him in defiance. Unlike Aaron and Bear, who treat community service as a joke, calling all retirement home residents Dumbledore and stealing cookies, Chase forms a meaningful bond with Mr. Solway, a Korean War veteran. These new relationships offer Chase alternative identity models beyond dominance and athletics, showing him the value of creative collaboration and genuine service. Chase's new identity faces its first test when he confronts teammates bullying Brendan. He physically stops Joey Petronas, declaring, "We were shooting your pep rally," consciously identifying with his video club friends rather than his football team. His friendship with Shoshana grows through their Mr. Solway project. Meanwhile, Joel returns from boarding school, still traumatized by Chase's past bullying. Though initially hostile, Joel gradually accepts the changed Chase, eventually opening his window so Chase can hear him play piano while waiting outside. This rebuilding of trust demonstrates how genuine change requires consistent actions over time, not just good intentions. Chase faces another moral test when deciding whether to support Aaron and Bear's lie about a music room incident. Though they escape punishment, Chase feels troubled by how easily he slipped back into old patterns, revealing that character transformation isn't a single decision, but an ongoing series of choices. As Chase struggles with his identity, memory fragments return in disturbing flashes. The devastating revelation comes when Aaron and Bear confront him after football practice, accusing him of faking amnesia to avoid obligations to them. The truth emerges. Chase stole Mr. Solway's Medal of Honor from Portland Street. As his former friends demand their share of the medal's value, Chase recalls his own hand taking it, confirming his worst fears about his former self. At the scene of his accident, Chase finds the medal hidden behind a loose shake on his roof. The final memory unlocks. He was spying on his neighbor doing yoga in yellow spandex, reached for his phone to take a humiliating picture, lost his balance, and fell. The irony is perfect. Chase's accident occurred during an act of mockery, the behavior that defined his former self. His fall, both literal and metaphorical, created the opportunity for rebirth. With the medal recovered, Chase rushes to return it, determined to make amends regardless of consequences. Chase's attempt to return the medal leads to chaos when Aaron and Bear intercept him. During the struggle, Mr. Sawway crashes his walker into Aaron to protect Chase. Afterward, Chase confesses to stealing the medal, accepting full responsibility despite Brendan's defense. While awaiting his juvenile court hearing, Chase is consumed with guilt, especially given his growing respect for Mr. Sawway. Surprisingly, his father expresses pride in Chase's character, despite his stupid moment. At the hearing, Chase finds unexpected support when his schoolmates fill the courtroom. Shoshana takes the stand and, while acknowledging his guilt, vouches for his character. Then everyone lines up to speak on his behalf. When asked if he's no longer the person who stole the medal, Chase confronts a difficult truth. His old and new selves aren't entirely separate. His amnesia provided an opportunity, but his transformation required conscious choices, choices he continues to make daily. The final chapter reveals lasting changes in Chase and those around him. Warrior, the documentary Chase and Shoshana created about Mr. Sawway, wins first prize in the National Video Journalism Contest. Joel has returned to school permanently, refusing to be chased away again. His newfound courage parallels Chase's transformation. Chase continues recovering memories of his former life, sometimes looking haunted when recalling past behavior. This suggests his transformation remains incomplete, as integrating past and present selves requires ongoing work. Yet the community judges him by his current actions rather than his history. Mr. Sawway has become the video club's unofficial mascot, though still refusing the hero label. His friendship with Chase symbolizes connection across generations, a relationship built on mutual respect rather than exploitation. The novel's resolution doesn't suggest Chase's transformation erases his past actions or their consequences. Instead, redemption appears as an ongoing process, requiring both personal change and community acceptance. Chase must continue choosing who he wants to be, while others decide whether to judge him by past or present. Isn't this the most hopeful message? That no matter what we've done, we always have the power to choose again, to restart our story and write a better ending.